Here's 2 hours of praying in the Holy Spirit. Always keep a pad, a pen, which will record what he says to you. I have a number of things, about 17 things I want to place in your heart as you make the apostolic transition. Number one, connected, directed, and protected. Those three things are very important. Number two, plan, purpose, and procedure. Number three, prayer produces supernatural breakthrough. And you can ponder all these. Number four, through prayer, you're reaping the measure in the spirit and setting everything upright. Number five, praying in the spirit is a spiritual exercise that makes you strong in the supernatural. Number six, pertaining to the cross of my son, pull the plug out and let the blood flow. Number seven, Yah, Yah, Yah. Here come the power. Number eight, the mind of the spirit, the will of God, my love for God, the call on my life, fulfilling the purpose of God, Romans 8:26-28. Number nine, thank you for divine influences on my life today and tomorrow. Number 10, let me hear what you're saying. Let me see what you are showing. 1 Corinthians 2:9-16. Number 11, the opportunity to live in revealed seeing and revealed hearing. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. Number 12, how much revelation you were functioning in today. How much revelation you were functioning today. Don't permit all things to be regular. Number 13, not regular, not routine, but living by revelation. Number 14, living daily in the rivers of living water. Number 15, let God be glorified, let Jesus be magnified, let the Holy Ghost be edified. And number 16, routine and regular must release you. There's a realm I want you to live in. And then number 17, praying in the Spirit is exercising in the Spirit.